If a black girl was doing what Gabby Hanna is doing right now, she would be physically dragged through the mud. Okay. Hello, better halfers. Oh my God. I'm back. Ooh. Wow. It's been a long time. I don't know how long it's been. Probably around 10 months. Wow. I know, there's a lot I have to catch you guys up on, but also there's not much. I mean, I'm still in a pandemic, I guess, and life hasn't really changed. I think life is about to change. It's slowly changing, kind of going back to normal, but we all know normal is not a thing anymore. Like, there's not going to be no normal. Okay, it's going to be our new normal, where there's going to be vaccine passports, and people will be discriminated based on the type of vaccine they get, and discriminated by employers and business owners. So we live in a whole new normal, okay? And I definitely do want to talk about that in another episode. But yes, I'm back. And I kind of stopped recording episodes life was a bit hectic and I needed to focus on myself for a bit. So your girl's back. Let me tell you what I'm drinking. Okay, I am drinking a nice cup of coffee. I have been so addicted to coffee. I mean, I love coffee. Like, I am Lorelai Gilmore to its finest. Okay. I need coffee injected into my soul. Okay. So I like having just a cup. It's a cup a day. And I've infused it with it's either low fat or no sugar coffee syrups. And I usually like caramel. And then it is a coffee flavored oat milk and coconut coffee milk. Okay, so the oat milk and the coconut is kind of mixed together in the carton. And I also have some collagen. Like, I don't know what's been going on in this pandemic, but my skin has been getting so dry. I mean, my hands look like a raisin, and I really hate that, you know, especially my hands. So I need as much as collagen as I can physically get it, okay? So I'm drinking that right now, sipping that through the entire episode, okay? So this episode's gonna be really, really good. Let me just start before we get into the episode, guys. I think from moving forward, my episodes, I think I'm gonna be doing it as a season where I stick to 8 episodes a season. And I know I had a huge problem with doing that last year and sticking to a timeline for whatever reason. But the episodes that I'm gonna be dealing with are going to be things that are on my mind. And I think there are also things that people have been thinking about lately as well. So it's going to be hot and steamy and good and delicious. And y'all want to stick for it. Okay. And since I've been uploading, like, a lot of the podcast streams and mediums have blown up recently. And a lot of celebrities and non-celebrities alike are getting into the podcast stream, which is so cool. I mean, I've always loved podcasting, and I use podcasts as a way to connect with others and share my thoughts and hopefully with someone else who also feels the same. So that's what I'm going to be doing as this
week being the first very own episode, okay? And we're going to be talking about social media. Guys, there is so much to say about social media. Social media has quadrupled, like, or even like just double, 10 times fold in the pandemic. And it's been so crazy how platforms like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube has transformed throughout the entire thing. I mean, I didn't know about TikTok until the pandemic because other people started to talk about it. And then TikTok used to be something that was apparently off of Musical.ly, and it was transformed into TikTok, and a lot of people who were really big on Musical.ly went to TikTok, and a lot of people blew up from that, and nobody's can really blow up on TikTok, right? Like, the goal is to do 15-second videos that are entertaining and that teaches something. Basically, that gives value to the person who's watching it. And that's been really good. I mean, am I a TikTok person? I am not. I think it's fun once in a while to do TikToks. I'm not a person who likes consuming TikToks. I have a very long attention span, so I think it just hurts my brain for me to just scroll through all these TikToks. I don't know about y'all, but it just hurts my brain to continue to scroll through TikTok. I just can't do it. I could probably scroll maybe 5 at a time and then take a break and then come back to it, but people just scroll through TikTok for 5 hours at a time, my brain will be dead by then. So that's TikTok. Instagram, which was kind of a really, really big thing before the pandemic, hasn't really been, it's not popping anymore. And a lot of people are saying that Instagram ain't that popping, right? Instagram, it has been really good at taking moments in time, capturing it by photo. The Instagram creators have transformed it a little bit by integrating Instagram Reels and integrating, live stories have been changed a bit, and other features, and the Instagram is kind of competing with TikTok in the sense that they're trying to get their viewers on there to the point where they're actually paying people who are on TikTok or are big on TikTok to create content on Instagram. And Instagram, it's really hard to grow on Instagram, as is with YouTube. While, you know, TikTok, it's very easy to just blow up if you are consistent and you make a certain type of content. And I will go into that when we talk about YouTube. Ooh, let me just say, side note, my coffee be hitting, okay? But yeah, Instagram has been really big. I think people like Instagram in terms of Instagram lives, that people love to get into notes of people's lives, celebrities' lives and things like that. And Instagram lives is really good at doing that. I mean, I think there was one rapper on Instagram who were doing dancing contests on Instagram Live and giving out money for who can, you know, dance well and gyrate, who can basically twerk, and you know, that's pretty cool. I mean, in terms of like engaging his followers, like that, in terms of that aspect, he was brilliant at doing that, right? Because thousands of people were able to tune in at a time. Now, YouTube has boomed into something that people did not even understand. I mean, I stepped into the YouTube world. Not like as a YouTuber, but I found the YouTube world in 2019. And I find it so fascinating, the YouTube world. And which is what we're basically going to be talking about for the rest of this episode. The YouTube world is so interesting to me. I don't know about y'all. I think before the pandemic, it's safe to say the majority of people did not know who YouTubers were. Or even content creators. Like, who is a content creator? Okay, what is a content creator? Like, what do you mean by content? What do you create? And now in the pandemic, people are at home, not doing much, and they turn to other sources, other outlets such as YouTube. People are creating YouTube channels and people blowing up, some instantaneously in a few months, some in a year. You know, a year later, there's this one fitness... I think it's Carolyn Gervin. She's an Irish fitness trainer, and she's amazing. She has just transformed my body. I follow her, and I honestly do her workouts whenever I can. I try to work out throughout the week, and she started a year ago today. About a year ago today. You guys know what I mean. She started making YouTube fitness videos around March 2020, And she has over a million followers. And anybody who's in the YouTube creator space would know that having a million followers a year after you've started a YouTube channel is an amazing feat. So congrats to her. Like, I am just at awe. And she deserves it. I mean, she puts out super creative fitness videos and actual fitness videos, full-time workouts, and they're in all different types of variety. There are muscle training, strength training is what I was trying to say. There's fit, is HIIT. I can't even talk today. There's HIIT, and all different types of workouts. And she puts out a video every single day, which in this age, I think a lot of fitness trainers, a lot of fitness YouTube creators do that anyway. But, you know, she does a variety of things. So, which is pretty awesome. Good for her. So, I counted on to the space in 2019, and I found pranks. I mean, let me paint a picture of what the YouTube world is for anybody who does not know what the YouTube world is. And when I mean anybody who doesn't know the YouTube world, I mean people who just go on YouTube just to find a new recipe or to get a how-to video on how to build a furniture or how to paint your walls, things like that. If you do not know what the YouTube world is, let me try to paint a picture for you. This is a world where people are paid thousands. Some people are paid thousands of dollars for posting 5 a.m. morning routines videos and haul videos and prank videos and what's in my life, you know, what's in my bag videos, or day in the life of a doctor, videos about story time videos or mukbangs and ASMRs. Okay. So this is definitely a world of glass jugs and aesthetic looking coffees and aesthetic looking background with green, you know, leaf decorations and very aesthetic looking people who think, you know, who look like they have their stuff together. And it's so interesting to watch because before to 2019, I had no idea that world existed. And it is so fascinating to me that I fell into it. So I fell into it, watched pranks by a YouTubers. And they are interracial couple, which I love. I love, you know, watching content from interracial couples, getting different perspectives and seeing how each person in the, you know, in the partnership kind of views each other's lives and look at each other's, we get to see their viewpoints, which is just interesting to me. So I started to follow them, watch their story time, watch their come up story, and then they started to do pranks, and then I fell into kind of like the mukbang space, and then I, you know, fell into like watch B Love and Darius, and really loved that, and I still do, and now I'm really into the phase where I'm into following specific YouTubers. I love following my Black content creators. Okay, I always support, you know, the ethnic content creators on the platform. Believe it or not, they do, you know, the YouTube algorithm sometimes, you know, give them a bit of bias, some prejudice. It's okay. Believe it or not, and I might go into that later on. And so I've really been sticking to certain, you know, certain YouTube creators. And so the entire world is so interesting. And, you know, the world is full of clickbait. Sometimes clickbaity videos, and you know, you get to literally see a little glimpse, unless you're watching an hour and a half vlogs of YouTube creators piece together moments throughout the week. And it's, again, I just find it so fascinating. And they get paid thousands of dollars by YouTube, which is owned by Google, to put out this type of content. And actually, the ads are the one that are funding this capitalist type of environment. So, again, very fascinating. And I started to stumble upon drama videos and talking and looking into, now that I'm kind of caught up on what it is to be a YouTuber and what YouTubers do, the type of YouTubers, the niches, aka the type of content, specific subject areas that they put out their videos. So of course there's, you know, people who are doctors and do day in the lives, people who are just lifestyle content and just do hauls and 5 a.m. morning routines. There are a couple of videos, couple of vlogs and things like that. And I started to do drama content, and I'm listening to the H3 podcast, which I find funny. A portion of the production Frenemies podcast ended, which I actually really enjoyed. And then it kind of like stumbled into like drama videos, which is basically about, you know, the tea on certain YouTubers. Now, we are going to get into the newest drama, which, again, I also find very fascinating. And anybody who's watching this and who's not into the YouTube world, I find will also find fascinating, because who knew that entire universe on this YouTube world, you know, in YouTube space existed. And it's, again, very fascinating that people have paid thousands of dollars to put 5-10 minute videos, some of it entertaining, some of it not, some of it educating, some of it not, some of it very enticing, and some of it just crazy videos, but again, very entertaining. And people make money off of us clicking on the video and clicking on the affiliate links, the links to certain products that they showcase in the videos. So I digress. Let's get into the drama, the title of this episode, and let's get into the drama that I've been following the past few days. So the Gabby Hanna and Jessie Smiles drama. What, I mean, Gabby Hanna herself, she is a character. And Jessie Smiles, I don't really know her, I just know the drama.
So let's get into it.
I mean, so this might be news to a lot of you guys who are not in the YouTube world. And people who watch this are, you know, probably know a lot about the drama. And I'm definitely going to go into it. I'm going to outline what's going on to the best of my ability, because it's a lot to keep up with, honestly. I watched Jessie Smiles' video. I watched Gabby Hanna's video. I watched some people who talk about it on their YouTube channels. And I have my own take on it. And yes, let's grab some popcorn, grab some tea, or grab your, you know, nice cool drink or whatever. It's summer. Hey. So Gabby Hanna and Jessie Smiles are both YouTubers. I believe Jessie Smiles came from Vine, and I believe Gabby Hanna also came from Vine. Again, these are social media platforms back in the day, guys. Honestly, I was just listening to a podcast by Mads Gibbs. She's like a 16-year-old, I want to say, TikToker or Instagrammer. I don't know. But like a lot of these Gen Zers, like, they grew up with social media. For somebody to say that I opened my first Instagram account when I was 8 years old doesn't make any sense to me. But we digress again. So a lot of these YouTubers, especially the big ones that have like 5 million, 10 million followers, kind of already grew, a lot of them grew their platform outside of YouTube before they came on YouTube. And Jessie Smiles and Gabby Hanna was definitely one of those individuals. And they really, I think Jessie Smiles do sometimes provide some type of value, but education, Jessie Smiles. But for the most part, Gabby Hanna and Jessie Smiles provide entertainment. And it's just like watching a TV show. That's what you get. So let's focus on, so I don't know, again, I don't really know much about Jessie Smiles. Oh, I know that she came from Vine and she's a big YouTuber, and a lot of people know who she is, but I do know who Gabby Hanna is in the sense that she does music. She does a lot of story times. She's part of a lot of like the YouTube group of them, you know, a lot of them coming up, and she did a lot of collabs and she got big. And, I mean, I know she had a podcast. I think I listened to like one or two episodes. And that's pretty much it. That's really all I know. And a lot of the videos that they do is a lot of story time, get to know me type of videos, which is, you know, that's basically it. And when I mean story time, I mean like, you know, just telling a story in a video. And get to know me is, you know, people ask questions, followers, supporters ask questions, and they answer the questions in the video. So that's pretty much it. And they sometimes maybe do vlogs as well. Vlogs, which are video format of just carrying the camera around and just showing you what they've been doing throughout the day or week or weekend, what have you. So here's the drama. So based on what I've been following over the past few days, which is basically, let me just do a trigger warning. I will be talking about very sensitive topics. And so if any of what I'm going to talk about moving forward does trigger you, maybe this might be a good time to leave the episode, even though I don't want you to. You leave the episode for this part. I don't know how this podcast works, how certain mediums that show podcasts work, so I'm not gonna actually say the actual word. I'll definitely spell it out and then you guys know what I mean, and I'll do a short form of the actual word, if that makes sense. So Jessie Smiles was raped by her boyfriend around 8 years ago, and for the short word for that would be ARD, okay? And Jessie Smiles and Gabby Hanna was best friends with each other at that time. And I think it actually goes beyond that as well. They're friends for a very long time. And so Jessie Smiles was, you know, had a boyfriend. And they had a party. And Gabby Hanna and Jessie Smiles' boyfriend was kikiing it, you know, hanging out. And Jessie Smiles did not like the way they were kikiing it. And Gabby Hanna had a texting Jessie Smiles' boyfriend about things about hooking up and doing all these things, which is a no-no. Like, who does that? You know? And so Jessie Smiles found out, and then, you know, she never wanted to talk to her ever again. And then, I think Gabby Hanna also reached out to Jessie Smiles' boyfriend because she wanted to do an exposed video, basically exposing Jessie Smiles for, I don't know what the reason would be, to expose her for something. Because I think Jessie Smiles also did a video about the people that she doesn't like. But according to her, it wasn't really about Gabby. So she did that. And so Jessie Smiles heard that, you know, Gabby Hanna wanted to use her boyfriend as a prop to expose Jessie Smiles. So Jessie didn't want to talk to Gabby and basically made it clear. It basically ghosted her and be like, hey, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be friends with you, blah, blah, blah. And then like time moves on, and then and it might be around this time, like the timeline I think is a bit off as well. It's a lot to go through, but again, this is how I understood it. I don't know when this happened, but again, Jessie was ARD and by her boyfriend, and of course Gabby knew about it, and you know, Jessie told Gabby, and Gabby ended up not intentionally hanging out with this guy who ended up R-ing Jessie, but she ended up being at a party where he was at. Gabby ended up speaking to him 3 times after she knew that she was R'd by him. So after Jessie knew that, she found out that Gabby was talking to him, maybe not going out of his way. Like, she didn't want nothing to do with Gabby. And so Gabby then started to actually take the time to hear the guy's story about what happened to her and which is like, okay, I don't talk about that. And Gabby started to say all these lies about, I don't know about lies. I mean, well, there are lies about Jesse saying that, hey, you know, what Jesse is saying is wrong. Like, she wasn't actually R'd by this guy. And she started to spread all these rumors and basically publicly defending the guy who R'd Jesse. So it is completely insane, and that's where, like, the drama is. And this is, like, a huge, and let me, like, paint the context or kind of, like, tell you the ramifications of this drama, guys. Like, this is the type of drama that would, I find it so interesting. It is the type of drama that when Jesse and Gabby post a video talking about this type of, you know, issue, when Jesse posted her video, it got 300 views within hours. Within hours. 100. Oh, and again, I find it so fascinating. 100 views. I think it got about 500 views on Gabby's story about the whole Jesse Gabby Ard situation. So now, I'm pretty sure if I go into Jesse Smile's YouTube channel, I'm pretty sure the video will be a million, maybe a few million views. And this will provide content to drama channels and to podcasts, to everybody who is patiently listening and understanding what is going on. And people's YouTube channels are blowing off of this drama. People's YouTube channels who've got like 5,000 subscribers, people who've clicked the subscribe button and are patiently waiting for the next video each and every time that YouTube creator posts a video, will propel to like 10,000-15,000 because the video that they post about this drama gets 100,000-300,000 views. And it's just, again, a very fascinating thing. So my take on the whole Gabby and Jesse Smile situation is that, girl, please. I find Jesse Smile's courageous, brave person for her to come out to even set the record straight. The way I've been watching Gabby's content, she seems a bit all over the place. And she talks about drama, and the way she talks about it is as if she's talking about it for views. I don't know if that's what her followers want. I don't know if she's intentionally doing this to promote her music, to promote her other things, that her other products that she's selling. I don't know, but her videos have been garnering a lot of attention to her channel, to her personally, but it's not really good attention. Like, the way she's trying to talk about these things. And it's not only Jesse Smiles, but it's also about other content creators on the YouTube platform who she's had beef with. And the other content creators have come out for the past week or so and basically showed receipts, text messages, emails to prove her wrong. So I don't really know where she's going with these series, but I think she's just trying to expose more people to her products so people can buy it. First of all, Gabby Hanna should just be quiet. Should just sit back. For you to come out and tell a person, a victim of AR, okay, to say that you're lying is completely wrong. You are Jesse's friend. Why are you talking to an artist? You were Jesse's friend. Why are you defending an artist? I don't understand where Gabby's actions, her past actions, are coming from. But the way I'm looking at it, it doesn't look good. Okay? It really doesn't look good. It's not even how you even treat a friend. Like, if I knew that my friend got R'd by a guy, if I was in the same party as that same guy, I would run. I would run as far as possible. I don't want to see that person. And like, it would have get real nasty if I did, because it's, you know what I mean, like that, like, you loyal to your friend, like, especially, you know, this time, you, like, you know what I mean, why do you want to be in the same room, the same party? So I don't And she even took a picture with this guy, the even kikiing over text. Like she was listening to his story. I'm like, what? I don't even know. So, and from my opinion, when it comes to this, of course, Gabby is wrong. Like, if a black girl did what Gabby Hanna did, she would be physically dragged. Like, this girl, the things that she's been doing, causing drama, again, this is a YouTube world that a lot of people do not know. And these views that Gabby Hanna is getting is a lot of money. I'm telling you guys right now, it's a lot of money. So I really want to know the motives. And this is a person who says that she has ADHD and has all of these things. There are people who with ADHD and don't act the way you do. Like, there's no, you can't use your medical condition, the thing that you've been denied, is to excuse all of your erratic, inappropriate, abusive behavior. I don't know. I don't really know. I don't really know, guys. But that's my take on the whole Jesse and Gabby Hanna situation. Let me know. Send me an email. Send me a comment. Send me a question. Don't forget to review. Don't forget to rate this episode. I'll be coming in with bangers, guys. I'll be coming in with bangers every single Monday. Okay? I'll be posting a new episode for 8 straight weeks. Kind of catching you up on me. And kind of showing you guys what I've been thinking about. It's so interesting. The lessons learned here, guys. Your medical condition cannot be excused for your behavior. Number one. Number two, be loyal to your friend. Be loyal to your friend, guys. Number three, do not tell a person who courageously came out to say that she or he was R'd. Do not tell them that they're lying. Do never. Never, ever. Never, ever. it's just an insane thing. And if you go to Jessie Smell's Twitter account, she has videos and conversations about her conversation with Gabby Hanna about the entire situation. And she was crying. And Gabby didn't even acknowledge the crying or console. Like, I don't... Because, of course, Jessie was triggered by talking about all of this. Right? She is a survivor. And so it's just very... Oh, but again, it's kind of entertaining. Like, you really want to know what happens next. Like, as sad as the story is, you really want to know. And it makes the viewers to click on each and every video. Guys, that's it for this episode. I feel like I've talked enough. I should go. I'll see you guys next week, okay? Please make sure you put your best half forward. We are learning from all these lessons. I'm my best half forward, okay? I'm a slow coffee drinker. I'm still drinking my coffee. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. See ya. Bye.